Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
I'm reassured that they are willing and ready to compete. Their conditioning level, I thought, was great coming in. Then it became getting them in the game conditioning level. You know, they can't do that over the summertime. The physicality is there. And they've competed hard in practice every day. We've had lots of practice time, which is a luxury, and they've taken advantage of it. So I'm excited where we are and to begin the process now that the regular season started. Bad habits are not tolerated. You know, that's one thing that I have no patience for. I don't think when you're coaching, your standard is probably higher than the players in many respects. And when you find players that have a very, very high personal standard that line up with, you know, all of us in those leadership positions around professional sports or anywhere for that matter, you love it. And that's what we've tried to do, bring in people here with very high personal standards. It makes it a lot easier for us to push them. It makes for a lot more consistency. Like you mentioned, habits are much better. And we do feel Kevin Adams and the staff, our scouting staff, did a really good job of bringing in people to fit that beyond just the hockey player. And I've witnessed it during camp, and I'm sure I'll witness it today as I push them hard today in another practice.
It's a team that we feel that we need to be able to be playing with energy, competing. I like the way that Donnie teaches in terms of puck pursuit and playing fast. And, you know, I just felt before the coaching change, we ran our heels a lot. We were playing back where we want to be more of an attack team, using speed, all those types of things.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is opening night. Don Granato, but Kevin Adams. What?
Get pumped up. It's like a conference call, you know?
Like, get amped up.
Here are the things we imagine to pursue. You'll see on our next slide that our plan for 2023 is to...
I put together a little PowerPoint presentation.
I mean, just...
Man.
Yeah.
Where's Doug Marrone, man? Get amped up, right? Wasn't it? Get amped. It's football Friday. Amped up. No? All right. Sorry. It's opening night Thursday. We're amped up. I made a mistake. You know, you would think a guy who's as old as I am, and I've been around long enough, Jeremy, to know better.
A guy of your stature?
A guy, no, not that. Well, girth, to know better. I actually, you know, it's Sabres opener, and I knew we'd be talking some hockey this morning. So I tweeted out, what's your approach to the Sabres this season? Let's just say the responses are
yeah, the replies are interesting.
They're not nice. They're not really going well. Let's just put it that way. Nothing, no bad language. You know, I think, you know, everybody's keeping it clean and everything, but it's, you know, a little bit of sarcasm, little bit of, you know, not good. Anyway, moving right along. I'll be watching.
I can't exactly move right along. That's the thing.
What? Moving right along?
Yeah,
I mean, moving off the responses to our discussions.
Oh, I mean, I think we should share them. I think we should talk about it. It's
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I think I've proofread these, so I think we'll be okay. We get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Shannick & King, full-service Buffalo law firm. Kenny, not going out of my way for them this year. If the games are on in a bar or restaurant, I'll watch. If I can get $10 for tickets, I'll go. But I won't be watching every game like I used to. Next tweet, when's the next Bills game? Let's see. Not going to care how the Pegulas don't give a crap about the Sabres. I'll never understand. So disappointing every year. Let's see. Couldn't care less. Not even watching this year. And I've been a diehard fan and season ticket holder for years. I've never written them off. I've never thought I would get the number one pick this year or next, and I will be back for them to break my heart all over again. Another watch the Bills instead. My approach is to not care whatsoever. This franchise starting from the top has killed my interest. And almost done here, Jeremy. Missing the first home opener in 15 years to party in Nashville for the upcoming Bills game. Hopefully the kids work hard and are at least competitive. That would be the early snippet.
There you go.
Of tweets on this.
Yeah, home opener. I mean, this is usually, I've lived here in Buffalo for 20 years. This has been an important day for me, for the Sabres. I love the Sabres home opener. It's the first pick in my season ticket draft. I no longer have season tickets, so I no longer participate in a draft about them. Yeah, I mean, we'll see, right? I mean, I guess I woke up this morning and thought, like, oh, yeah. All right, I guess we got that to watch tonight and see how things go. There's a little bit of, slowing down to see the train wreck thing. The national media seems to have a lot of that. Like right now, the Sabres are talking like they're in a little bit of a rosy place. Paul Hamilton yesterday told us that these kids, they don't think they're bad. They think they're gonna be better than people think they are, and that's very possible because people think they're going to be really bad.
Yeah, it's a very low bar.
Really bad. Of course, their goaltending is suspect. Big time.
I was going to say, I think suspect, you might be kind. You might be being a little kind.
And then one thing I thought about with this hockey team yesterday that we talk about all the time in hockey that we haven't talked about with this team is, what about depth?
Yeah.
What happens when Casey Mittelstadt misses a week?
Yeah.
What happens when Dylan Cousins and Mittelstadt are both out for four games?
By the way, the fact that your first question was what happens when Mittelstadt misses a week
I know.
Is really – and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm no offense to Casey, but let's face it. That question in itself is a microcosm of what the problems are with this team or where they are right now, where the roster is, because Casey Mittelstadt was the guy up until the last 20 games of last season that we weren't sure he could even play in the NHL. And now your question – what happens when Mittelstadt? He's the number one center. He's apparently in the Eichel spot on the top power play on the left wall. Like, the idea of asking that question, can you imagine a year ago if the first question about a season was, what happens if Casey Mittelstadt misses any time?
Yep.
Like, that would have never been on the list.
Yep. So there's just, it's a lot, you know, whether it's the defense might be better. It might be better. We're going to finally see.
I don't know about that.
It really might be better. They've had a bad defense the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
What's different here is now they don't have, scoring forwards. There's no Eichel or Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Those two have been big pieces along the way. They've slowly taken their forwards apart. Defensively, they might be, as a group, better, maybe. I mean, Ristolainen's no longer here, so that's an improvement. But the rest of it, we'll see.
Yeah.
And goaltending is really
well. They're not going to hold up. Those guys aren't going to hold up for what they're going to be asked to do. I think on a daily basis, a game by game basis, there's no way those guys are holding up.
Right.
I mean, Tokarski's a cute story, and Craig Anderson is 40 years old. These guys are not going to provide the backstopping. Yeah, I can use that this team is going to need, because odds are there are going to be some issues in front of them. They're going to have some rough nights, and these goalies I don't think will be good enough to cover up for all the mistakes that are probably going to occur.
Yeah, it'll be maybe not such an interesting season. They'll probably start near the bottom and finish near the bottom. I just don't know how people will react to it. And, hearing Kevin Adams talk about what their plan is, what they want to do, you can do a lot of that now. Once we get 40 games into the season, if you're in last place, the message just doesn't really ring true with the fans anymore. For them to say we got to earn the trust of our fans back, there's a reasonable question if that can even happen this year.
Yeah.
They can play hard and lose, and your fans are not necessarily going to care. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of Sabres fans that over the last few years have been mad about how they play. I've not been mad that they don't play hard. I've been mad that they make horrendous decisions that management does. Right? Like, continually they they don't know who the good players are and who the bad players are. And this doesn't exactly seem like a season where I'm going to get an answer to that.
No, that's why it's almost like I don't think I can use – I'm trying to think of the term to use, and I don't think mulligan is the right term to use here. What's the word or the term to use that basically the season's going to be played – and it's almost like it doesn't exist. Like you're probably not expecting much. I don't know, you know, point
throwaway
totals.
Season.
Yeah, okay, right? Because I don't anticipate ever getting angry at any point over these 82 games. Why would I be angry if my expectations are unbelievably low? Would I be angry, I guess, if the young players aren't developing? I don't know. I mean, the coach's philosophy, if it changes all of a sudden, which I don't think it will, it sounds like he's going to play an aggressive attack style. Let's get the puck back, and if we make mistakes, I'll live with it as long as you're, you know, being aggressive. I'm not sure that there's no emotion involved in the season because I'm not expecting anything but a last place finish. So I'm not sure that anything could happen this season where I'd be mad. I honestly look at it and go, it's almost like an extended preseason. Like, okay, can Mittelstadt play center? All right, great. Let's see if he has. Can he have a really good 82-game season? Cousins, Ruotsalainen, Asplund, Thompson, they're trying at center. All right, let's see if it can work. Like, he's, until Ryan Johnson gets here, he's the piece of the O'Reilly trade. So I've got to, because they're not going to be good this year. So if those guys develop, and then the Owen Powers and the Jack Quinns and the Paterkas of the world and the UPLs and all this, you know, maybe next year I'll be feeling a little better about the team. It is. It's like an 82-game preseason. Let's just see how some guys look that are actually going to be here beyond this season.
Yep. And, you know, Tage Thompson and Ryan Johnson, you mentioned, he's like the piece of the O'Reilly trade. At this point, the ship has sailed. It does not matter how good those two become.
Yeah.
You got smoked in the trade. It borderline killed your franchise. You know, if Tage Thompson and Ryan Johnson end up being really good in 2024, was it worth 4 years?
Yeah,
right? Like, Ryan O'Reilly immediately went to another team, and that team won the Stanley Cup, and they are consistently relevant, and he's good. He's very good. You know, it's We've spent too much time thinking current pain will lead to future good, and there's never any good that actually comes behind it.
Right.
So
all that suffering kind of really never
amounted
to anything. Yeah.
I mean, I hope Ryan Johnson ends up being great because he's part of the Sabres, but we don't, like, the story of that trade has been written. It is over. The book is closed.
Yeah.
If there's a sequel that comes 30 years later, like Star Wars, maybe, you know, but it's over. They lost the trade. It buried their franchise in a number of ways, and the next trade's coming, I don't know.
See, that's
when.
The thing too, right? That's the top story of this whole season is still, when's Eichel getting traded and what's the return? And is anybody from that return good enough to play now, or is it all futures? And we add it to the list of, well, let's wait till next season and beyond because it's picks and prospects that aren't going to actually do anything this season. The Eichel trade is still, to me, the top story of the season going in. When are they going to trade this guy, and what are you getting for him?
Well, I'm with you. Like, I don't know what they could possibly do this season to make me mad. I sound like I'm mad at them all the time. I just think it's worth being very frank about what we have here, which is, you know, an organization that has been a disaster trying to work its way out of it.
Yeah.
And at least with the tank 6 years ago, I enjoyed that season. I could have fun. And I was thinking about this
yesterday.
Well,
it's funny, in a sick, twisted way, we were emotionally invested, very much so.
It was dramatic.
It was the most, it was the strongest emotional investment since they lost to the Flyers in the playoffs.
Yep. Right, which is, you know, an emotional investment in a season, you could say it the same way that when the Bills were watching all the quarterbacks in college football, you know, some like this guy, some like that guy. It didn't matter. We were all paying attention. You know, we had something to kind of, to bite into.
Oh, for sure. Every week we were all watching Oklahoma, Wyoming, yep. Louisville, all the, you know, USC, all these teams.
So give me something to invest in. And for this season, that's going to be very tough for them to do because there won't be any sort of playoff race. Maybe Cousins becomes that. Maybe young players become that. But
that's it for me. I got nothing else to hang on to.
Sure. I mean, maybe Dahlin really blossoms. There are some things that could happen, but it all probably happens in another losing season. And I mean, I watched Jack Eichel be one of the best players in the league on a losing team all the time. You know, like, there are plenty of people that over the course of that decided that wasn't good enough and, you know, this team's terrible. So, I don't know. It's a funky year.
It is strange.
I don't think it's definitely, we talked briefly yesterday about, is it a tank? It doesn't even matter if it's a tank. Nobody's rooting for it. We're just kind of all hanging around. Instead of rooting for them to lose games, why don't we just all agree we root for everybody else to win their games?
But I think a couple other things, too, which makes one of them in the discussion of what makes this season different. By the way, one of the other things to watch is hopefully they got the right coach, right? We talked yesterday. When was the last time they had a coach people believed in? Some of you would say Ted Nolan. Most of you would probably go back to Lindy. There's been a string of coaches this organization has hired that have just bombed. And one, again, it may not show up in points, but if they're playing an entertaining style, if young players are getting better, then, you know, at least maybe we can say, hey, I think they finally found a coach that can actually make players better in Don Granato. I hope. But to circle back to the whole, you know, it's kind of a strange season. It is, because, again, it's not about wins and losses. It's about individual players. And even though they've got this long playoff drought, I'm going to say, I'm trying to think if there was ever a season I felt like this. Probably no, because the tank season was very much an emotional season. Because, right, it was all about, you're going to get either McDavid or Eichel, and man, this guy's going to come in and we're going to be happy. So I don't think there's been a season like this where you go, even last year, right? A year ago, not that we thought that Ralph Kruger was any great shakes, but a year ago,
Taylor Hall,
Eric Staal, right? I looked at it and thought, well, okay, you got Taylor Hall. This is going to be great with Eichel and all that. And oh, Staal's here. Okay. So they've got much better center depth. And hey, Staal here with Skinner. Skinner's goal scoring is going to come back. Like, there were reasons. I wasn't expecting them to make the playoffs, but I thought, you know what? Maybe if we hit March 1st, this team might actually still be in the race at the bottom of the standings, of the playoff standings, because I liked both of those additions. And I thought, okay, maybe they can just hang in there at least, and that would be a step in the right direction. And of course, everything went south. So even last year, which turned out to be miserable, at the beginning of the year, I thought, hey, you never know with this team. Like, this season, there's no you never know. Yeah. And I don't think there's been any season like that for me that I can recall going into the season with just not expecting anything. Just, hey, I just hope some of the young kids look good. Haven't been there. I mean, there's always been, well, you never know. Even in a 10-year playoff drought, there was, hey, maybe, you know, maybe they'll be good enough to compete, you know, for one of those final playoff spots this year. There's obviously, in most of our opinions, we're not expecting them to compete at all for one of the playoff spots.
I mean, a 10-game win streak a couple years ago, even the tank team, the Ted Nolan tank team, went 10-3 in December, right? Mm. They had a stretch where they won some games. So maybe if they have a little bit of a stretch somewhere, people start watching, paying attention. They're not horrifically bad.
Right.
They just, you know that they're an undermanned team. I mean, when it comes to the salary cap, you know, you mentioned Granato. Is he going to make it to when they're good?
Boy, when are they going to be good?
Well, that's, you know, when Kevin Adams makes a decision to give him the job full time, if you're Granato, you might ask the question, how much time are you giving me here?
Can you give me 3 years?
Right. When do I get a full roster to work with as opposed to just some sort of development program?
You look at this roster right now, not as much about the forwards, although obviously they need to be better at center. But, Jeremy, you brought up defense, right? Okay, Dahlin and Jokiharju are here. Out of the next five, it's entirely possible only one guy is on this roster next season, because Miller, Haig, Butcher, and Pesek might all only be here for 1 year.
Yeah.
Neither of these goalies is going to be here next season, right?
Right.
There's no way Anderson and Tokarski are here next season. It's UPL and whoever. So yeah, if I'm Granato, that's, like I said, I don't, of course he's not going to approach it as a wasted year. But to your point, Adams has got to go, okay, Donnie, I'm not going to even worry about evaluating you seriously until next season or maybe 2 years down the road, because this roster is A, young, half the roster is 23 years or younger, but B, who's here beyond this season? Maybe half the roster changes over after this season. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to evaluate Granato when a lot of the pieces that we think are going to be part of the hopeful turnaround are not here? They're in college, they're in Rochester or Europe.
Right. And next year, basically, if the Sabres could do anything, they'd probably like a time machine. Fast forward 1 year.
I'd love that, yeah.
Get Power, Paterka, Lukanen,
UPL,
and the number two overall pick on this roster.
The return for Eichel and Jack Quinn.
Yeah, the return for Eichel, exactly. And maybe you sign a free agent or whatever. Fast forward 1 year, and then all this stuff about the young team, their new young core, that all hits.
Right.
It's just that you kind of have to wait for it.
And it feels far away.
It feels very far away.
And that's a tough part as a fan, too, because, you know, if you hadn't had a decade-long drought, maybe it wouldn't be as bad or feel as far away. But having gone through what Sabre fans have gone through for the last 10 years and now be back in this spot and say, you know, okay, wait on this guy, wait on that guy, wait on this guy. Let's, you know, maybe a year from now we'll be having a different discussion. A year from now doesn't sound like it, but it feels like it's 10 years from now that we're waiting for all this stuff to take place. And that's really, that's I think you're seeing the frustration in the tweets. At least I'm seeing the frustration in the tweets that I get about this team is it's, you know, everybody goes through rebuilds. As a fan, you go through it multiple times in your life with your favorite teams, but it's really difficult to keep the faith and, you know, well, maybe some of these young guys, and then like you guys just said, UPL and Quinn and Paterka and the Eichel return. I mean, all right, guys, hey, that's sounding, you know, it's really hard to get yourself into a promising spot because what's happened the last 10 years.
And, of course, you've got some players that are still here that have been here forever. Jurgensen's, he'll still be here next year.
At least it's a smaller list.
So will Oposo and so will Skinner. Yeah. They'll all still be here next year. They're taking up spots that, you know, no one else is going to come in and take them because of contracts.
Right.
So anyway, it's tough. It's the Bills, not the Buffalo Bills, but you know, the bill is due for all of your mistakes and you got to pay it right now.
And
this
then,
is when you got to clear out your bank account. You got to pay that bill right now and it's going to hurt.
Yeah. And then you also hope that the Kevin Adams, Jason Karmanos led front office knows what they're doing, makes the right decisions, and builds the roster in the right way, you know, during the Bills drought.
And you hope they have the full freedom to do it.
Well, yeah, I haven't, right. And I don't have an answer for you on that. How much are they hamstrung? You know, what kind of directives are they getting from up top?
Whether that's an internal budget whatever it might be. Economic, efficient, and...
Oh, what was the third E?
Effective?
Might be right. There were three E's, right?
Economic, efficient, and effective. Okay, well, economic and efficient means we don't spend as much.
Yeah, we're gonna pare back the budget for the hockey ops. We're gonna, what's this? They're what, a few million dollars above the floor in terms of the salary cap. And actually, I don't remember if the Eichel injury affects that, but anyway, they probably have one of the lowest payrolls in the league this year.
And you know that doesn't necessarily have to mean that they're gonna be tight with money, but it's not starting today. The sole reason for the existence. That's not it. That does not line up with economic efficient.
Yeah, right.
It used to be there's no salary cap on coaching. There's no salary cap on scouting. And now it's economic inefficient. So it's, you know, a different approach, which that can win. If that wins, great. You know, you could be a team that wins with an economic inefficient approach as opposed to spending all the money in the world. I mean, there's plenty of examples of sports franchises that spend more that don't win because they don't do it wisely. But ideally, what you'd like is the ability to just go, you know, bonkers financially and be wise with it.
Bob tweeted in, I will watch. I am a fan no matter who is playing. Want to see young players develop and show some future promise. They may surprise us against the best teams once in a while.
Well, what would that be, though? Surprise us once in a while. You beat the Capitals 4-2 one night?
But I was going to say, even the worst teams in the league will have... At 82 games, you're going to have some good nights. You know, you're sure. I mean, they could beat the Leafs on any given night, I guess. But it's an overall product of what you're watching. Yeah, everybody has their good games. Or you'll catch a really good team at the end of a road trip or something. I mean, yeah, they'll beat some quality opponents this season. So I don't know. Anyway, it is opening night for the Sabres.
So get excited.
So amp up. Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, I'll be watching, you know.
I'll be watching.
It's
that or Tom Brady tonight. You make the choice.
You know, it's funny. I was trying to figure out, how do I do like a dual set thing, have one game on the computer, one game on the TV, because I do actually, I don't think it'll be a close game, but I mean, Brady's playing his butt off right now this season, and he's like 75 years old. 803-0550 to join us. Sabre fans, yes, indeed. You can call us and you can tell us how you're feeling, what your approach is to the season. By the way, tonight, Rick Jenrette on the call. The Sabres announced yesterday he will call 20 games in his final season. This is the first of the 20. So you can tune in, listen in to hear Rick in his final season as the voice of the Buffalo Sabres, or Sabres play-by-play man. I think he would yell at me if I called him voice of the Sabres. 803-0550 to join us. We're opening with hockey. Of course, we'll cover football as well. The Bills will have their first practice of the week today as they get set for Monday night's matchup against the Tennessee Titans. We're always welcome to your football calls on the Bills and whatever else is on your mind. Grab a line and join us on the show today. Mr. Sal Capaccio will join us at 7:30 for the latest on the Bills. Paul Hamilton, who will be covering tonight's game, will be with us at 8 o'clock. It is Thursday, so we'll spend some quality fantasy football time with Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Sports at 9:30, which means, hey, we got a lot of open slots for you to call. So grab a line. Let's talk. 803-0550 WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Our group is judging on, are our players getting better? Are our young players being put in positions where they're learning or growing? You know, we have a vision for what we need to do here. You know, we have an overall vision, which is we need to make sure we're drafting well, we're developing our players, we're retaining our own players, and that we identify will be part of the core.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams was on with us yesterday, as was head coach Don Granato, if you missed the interviews. They're available on on-demand audio at WGR550.com. Sabres openers tonight. What's your approach to this season, Sabres fans? 803-0550 to join us. We'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Bond, Shanahan, King. Full-service Buffalo law firm. Bill says, wait and see. No expectations. Hope. Lots and lots of hope. Just no expectations. Pops tweeted in. If it's a hard-working team as advertised, I'll be happy. Nothing worse than a team up against the cap and in last place. So you can join us too. 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. If there's anything else you want to get to, of course, we are always open to discussing whatever is on your mind. So grab a line and join us. Did you catch any of the TNT coverage last night, Mr. White?
I did. I saw. I didn't know everybody on the panel. It's left to right. Gretzky, Paul Bissonnette, Liam McHugh.
Yep.
And then
Anson Carter and Rick Tockett,
who I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think he'll actually be good. It had a little bit of a – I'm not going to lie. I have no problem with Liam McHugh, but when I heard the voice, I'm like, oh, God, it's the NBCSN crew. Because it had – and then it was Kenny Albert, who I actually like. Again, I like. It was Kenny Albert, Ed Olczyk, and Keith Jones on the broadcast, and I thought, oh, it's a very – like ESPN was neat because it's fresh. It's new. And this had a little bit of an NBCSN feel to it, but I think Tockett's actually going to be good on their pregame show. Because I think he'll just honestly say what he thinks.
Yeah.
And that's refreshing. You know, I think that's actually good to have. And Bissonnette, I think, will be very entertaining, too. So that's,
yes.
It's not, I think they're trying to get to the NBA pregame show they have, right? With Shaq and Barkley. And I'll see how it plays out. That's a good start. I think they have some good personalities who should make that an entertaining half hour.
So TNT has Rick Tockett, and I believe ESPN is John Tortorella.
Oh, okay. Dear Lord, yeah. Save us all.
That's no, good.
Depends which Tortorella shows up.
Listen, Tortorella was on NHL Network before he had left to go back to coaching with the Blue Jackets.
I think
I thought
he'd
Tortorella
be great.
Was great.
Yeah, I think he'd be great as long as he's being John Tortorella and not, I still want to get a job in this league someday. I can't tick off anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably tick people off and still get a job in the NHL, I would imagine, right?
Like,
who's he gonna really upset?
Yeah, I don't know. Some it's owner, not, some
I
GM.
I don't think he has got anything to worry about. This league only hires like 12 people. They all keep getting jobs. The one thing I would say is like the set, you know, they get the five of them there.
Yep.
As compared to NBC, it's a couple things. It seemed to be a lot more relaxed.
Yes, it's very much just kind of like people hanging out in a bar talking about hockey.
Yes, it's not, here we are in our intermission show now, and right. Here are the highlights from the first. It's very much relaxed. The set might need a little bit of work. It looks like they're in some sort of futuristic spaceship and there's no windows. But, you know, whatever. It'll be okay. I wondered about Gretzky. You know, how will Gretzky be in this spot? An all-time great player who saw the game in such a way. And, you know, he's so important. And, you know, Gretzky, people make this point about fighters and about defending people a lot. They talk about how Gretzky, right? The guy that protected him all the time was?
Marty McSorley.
He's there to protect.
I think Dave Semenko was in there. He had a lot of guys over the years.
So a lot of times, if you have that conversation about how important it is to have an enforcer out there, you'll get people saying how Gretzky could do what he did because of Marty McSorley.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Gretzky on the pregame last night of Caps Rangers talking about how important it's going to be for Ryan Reeves. To be on the Rangers because the Rangers need to send a message. The Rangers kind of do a little bit of what the Sabres did when Lucic ran Miller, right?
Yep.
Tom Wilson runs the Rangers, and they got to get tough.
Yeah, now remember he threw down Panarin?
Yep, we're going to get tougher. Mm-hmm. They go out and get Ryan Reeves. Here's their chance to make a statement. They got smoked 5-1.
Yeah.
Where's your statement, Rangers?
They got Goudreau. They got Tenorti. They added it wasn't just Reeves. They added a handful of, quote, tough players on the roster. And, yeah, I thought it was interesting. So there was a little bit of the old school hockey discussion when they were talking about that.
It was very old school. Yeah. It was led by Gretzky about how important it is to have that guy. So, you know, that's kind of nice that everyone always says that about Gretzky, and here he is. He's the person actually making the point.
Yeah.
But as is the case plenty of times, it ends up just being a story.
Right.
And the game goes an entirely different way. You know, they were talking like the Rangers were going to send him out first shift, and it's going to be a line brawl to send a message to the league. That didn't happen.
No. In fact, I think when they went down to Keith Jones for his first report between the benches, it was, there was one interaction pregame so far between Reeves and Wilson. They smiled at each other, And I thought, okay, this is very much NHL. Like, okay, what are these guys going to do? Are they going to drop the gloves? They're pointing out how, you know, Laviolette has last line change. He's not going to put Tom Wilson out there at the start of the game. Then there was this, I think maybe Bissonnette made the point of the usual discussion of, well, just, you know what, fight right away, get it out of the way early, and then focus on action. Because Wilson's not just a fighter. You know, he's got hockey talent. It was the whole, let's get this out of the way, fight, and then you can focus on the rest of the hockey game. I thought the cool part of the pregame was Gretzky talking about Ovechkin when they asked Gretzky if he'd like to see his record broken, his goal scoring record broken, and I thought he was really interesting about it. I mean, me personally, I'd say no. I mean, I want as many of my records to last forever in the National Hockey League or whatever sport. And he said, no, it'd be good for the game, you know. And he said, I was a playmaker. No one ever considered me the greatest goal scorer in the game. He was a playmaker, and he said Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer. So why not have the greatest goal scorer hold the goal scoring record? And he pointed out, and he's right, it's a lot tougher to score goals during Ovechkin's era than it was 40, 30 years ago. So I thought he made it, and he said that's good for hockey. When it's tougher to score, let the best goal scorer in the history of the game have the record. And it's not like Gretzky wouldn't have other records, by the way. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then they brought in Charles Barkley. You can never go wrong if you bring in Charles Barkley.
And Ovechkin lost a season and a half to lockouts.
Yeah, that's right.
Which means you could probably add 80 goals right now.
Oh, yeah, at least. Well, let's say he had 50 and, you're probably right. 50 and 20, 25, 30, yeah.
Yeah, because the lockout would have been right away for him.
Yeah.
And in his rookie season, what did he score, like 40? So add 40 goals for that
right.
And add another 30 for the half season that he missed and the pandemic half season that he missed. Like, he would be knocking on the door, and we'd probably have a lot of belief he was going to get there.
Yeah.
He's definitely moving up three spots. Ovechkin will finish top three.
Well, he went into fifth last night. So he passed Marcel Dion. I don't know how far he is from the next guy.
It's all going to happen this year.
Hold on, like, I got it here.
So he'll basically get to two this year?
He will get to two. I think he'll get to two. He's got 732. Brett Hull has 741.
And Jágr has 766. I think
so will
he can pass both of them.
33 more goals?
Yes.
I think it's very possible.
In a full season? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing it. I would bet on that.
Unless Jágr comes back to play again. I mean, he's still playing in Europe, right?
Yeah,
isn't he like owner and player back over there?
Yeah, you never know.
How many times has Ovechkin been held under 35 goals?
In a full season.
In a full
obviously, right, not a 48-game lockout shortened season.
Once,
under 35 goals.
You guys have his stats up?
I think it's once.
Okay, I was going to actually.
It's actually three times. I know, twice.
Oh, you got it.
Twice.
Right.
Twice.
Yep, 2011, 2010-11, he had 32. He also had 32 in the lockout shortened 48-game season. And then he had 33 in 2016-17. Last year he had 24 goals in 45 games. Another one that, like, you know, 24 goals in 45 games, he would have got to easy 45 goals.
Now, how
There's
old is he?
20.
He's what, 34?
He's 36.
He's 36.
He's 36.
See, because I thought, again, I want to look up some numbers from Gretzky for a second. I thought he made a really good point about this last night as well when they were having this discussion, and he talked about how, like, they put up a stat and said, you know, Ovechkin would have to average 33 goals over five seasons to break Gretzky's record. And Gretzky pointed out, Gretzky played till he was 38. And when he was 38 in his last season in 70 games, he scored 9 goals. And Gretzky made the point that as good as this guy is, it's going to become harder and harder to score goals for him. 36, like, how long can he keep up 30, 40, 45 over a full season at age 36, age 37, age 38? Again, at 38, Gretzky had 9 goals. So you wonder what kind of drop-off is going to happen in a couple years for Ovechkin.
He scored 58 times.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, I thought Gretzky's point about this guy being the greatest goal scorer was a great point to make.
Yeah. I hope he does. I hope he passes him. I don't know if he will. In an era where Tom Brady can still be as good as he is,
really?
I mean, all due respect to Gretzky saying when he was 38 he scored 9 goals, you know, Alex Ovechkin appears to me to maybe be a better athlete at 36 than Wayne Gretzky was at 36?
Yeah, well, I think athletes generally speaking, I'm guessing, are in better shape now. maybe have more advantages in terms of all the training and the tracking and everything we know, right? How to preserve your body at an advanced age by their standards. So maybe that that should help Ovechkin too.
He's
showing no signs of drop off. My goodness, right?
No,
he's not. It's not like he's getting slower or there's less on his one timer. He hasn't lost anything on his wrist shot. I mean, he still looks like he's at the top of his game.
Jaromir Jagr scored 27 goals at age 43.
Wow.
Okay. So if you take Jagr from age, first off, he leaves hockey when he's 35. He comes back when he's 39.
Yeah.
From age 39 to 45. Jagr scored 120 goals.
Wow.
How about that?
That's at that age, that's really phenomenal.
He's got 16 with the Panthers at age 44.
Yeah, you're not even supposed to be playing.
So Gretzky points out like that you're going to drop off quick. For Jagr, it did happen in his age 45 season.
Right. So that's 7 years after Gretzky was done.
Yeah.
He played till 38. So another 7 years Jagr played.
120 goals after 39.
It's pretty good.
And Ovechkin's got 3 years to get to there.
Yeah.
It's because if he wants it, I bet he gets it.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement. How much longer does he want to play? And is he playing to break the record at some point? You know, does he get to the point? I mean, he's won a cup. Does he play at any point and think, man, I'm really beat, but I want to get the record, so I'll keep playing? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in his head, but I think it would be a great story to watch. Imagine him going for the record, and the Caps games being on all the time, and I'm trying to think during the Sosa. I know we got to get the break during the Sosa McGuire chase. Right, they would cut to a Cubs game or a Cards game when those guys came to the plate, and I guess you couldn't like. All right, let's cut in. We'll join the Caps game in progress. Ovechkin's got another shift, and you would just be cutting in every like 5 minutes of ice time to see Ovechkin's game.
What was the record that Gretzky set that I definitely watched in a game against Vancouver?
Okay, he's got like 8 million records.
Okay, it's his 802nd goal, March 23rd, 1994.
With
I remember
the Kings.
Yes.
No, wait a minute. He set a record in Edmonton with the Kings, didn't he, guys? Didn't he break one of the scoring records in Edmonton?
I mean, he's got a bunch of scoring
he
records.
Did something with Edmonton that was a record.
No, with the Kings playing in Edmonton, I thought he hit a record, a milestone there.
I don't know, but the 802nd goal was against Vancouver. Yep.
Huh.
I remember watching that game. He was one away, and he scored. Is Gary Thorne on the call for that one, by the way,
yes.
For ESPN?
Beautiful.
Yeah. He's been on the call for a million things. Yeah.
Didn't Gretzky also break the single-season scoring record against the Sabres?
He broke the Espo's goal record, right?
I don't remember which
one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes, I think he broke the single season goal record here at the odd. Yeah. I'll check that. 803, because I think I was listening to the game that night on the radio in my
his 77th
dorm room.
Goal.
Yeah, right? It was here, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty sure I was in my dorm room at Buff State listening to the game. Didn't have cable.
Indeed it was. Not only was it here, that was back when I feel like we've talked about this before. The area inside the net of the goal was yellow.
Ah.
The ice is white, and in the net is yellow.
Right.
For some reason.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the puck better. 803-0550 to join us. WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi, welcome back. Hey, let's take a quick little football note in here. Something that came up yesterday amidst all the stuff that's going on with the Raiders now and emails leaking and all this. And Mark Davis, you know, he's upset at the league. It's weird stuff, actually. Yesterday, one of the little nuggets that came out, since Gruden is now no longer with the Raiders, apparently he had the majority say in roster decisions.
So he was the GM.
He was the GM, yes. Kind of. Mark Davis said general manager Mike Mayock will retain his title going forward. He now has 51% of decision-making power on personnel moves. The interim head coach, Rich Bisaccia, is at 49%. Before, Gruden had 51% and Mayock was 49%. So congratulations to Mike Mayock, who is now a majority stockholder. How do you make 51% of the personnel decisions?
That means you are making all of them.
Wouldn't it mean basically he's getting 100% of the roster decision power? I mean, if you've got 51, you have the final say. So why do you even need, who cares if it's 51-49? The guy who has the larger number is the guy, right?
Great question.
I wondered, how do you divide up that? Like, does Bisaccia get to have a, if they have a debate, does he get 10 minutes and the other guy gets 12?
I mean, no, Mike Mayock just makes decisions.
Yeah.
How about the interim coach, Rick Bisaccia, immediately getting as much power as the GM just had?
Yeah, that's true, the 49%. Yeah. You wouldn't think, you're going to get 70. We're going to give this guy 30 until he earns it.
Right. No, we'll give him
49%
right away.
49%. That's a little bit odd.
So the Buccaneers 51. Took John Gruden's name off the Ring of Honor, and he's been removed from Madden 22.
Really?
Yes.
They took him off the Ring of Honor. Wow.
They took him off the Ring of Honor, and he's replaced in Madden 22 by a generic coach, just like a random coach.
Just, okay, sure.
I guess they don't want to spend the time to like make Rick Bisaccia's face or whatever.
Probably too much work for an interim coach. Although he should get 12 games, I assume, the rest of the season. Sanaa, did you see some? I mean, the whole thing about the owner of the Raiders says the NFL has all the answers. So basically, am I to look at that and say, Mark Davis didn't want this to happen, but the league basically, there's interesting stuff going on here, Jeremy. Did the league basically say, all right, we can't fire Gruden, but basically we can tell the owner he can't coach anymore. And so the owner says, well, ask the NFL, they have all the answers. Or now there's a story that the NFL was the ones leaking these emails and would have kept leaking more emails until Gruden resigned because they wanted him out. But they couldn't fire him.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of emails that are not yet released, and it sure seems like the entire league would be in for a couple of rough days, weeks, months if they all did.
And, yeah. Yep.
You know, there's a lot of articles about that, a lot of conversation about how, why would you expect transparency from the league?
Right? Well, I think people are raising the point, and it's good. That whole Washington football team investigation, they never released any email. These emails were in that, right? I think these emails came up because of that, or as a byproduct of that investigation. None of the emails were ever released from that investigation. But all of a sudden, the Gruden emails are out. I'm not defending Gruden, but it just seems like the NFL is kind of picking their spots, which is really odd. All right, when we get back, we'll do a little football. Hey, it's funny. I got a text from a buddy of mine before the show began. He is listening. Hi, Mike. He's listening right now, assuming he hasn't turned us off to listen to music. He is on his way to Nashville. He is driving to Nashville because he's got tickets to see the Bills and the Titans Monday night. I don't think this is to go over with Taylor Lewan because I think he was unhappy with all the Bills fans in their stadium last time. But Nashville is embracing Bills fans coming to their city. We'll talk about that in a moment. WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.